today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Well, we hope you're doing all right as we're coming down, I hope, to the end of this epidemic that's been going around and this virus that's going around. I hope that you're able to get out and that you're able maybe to get back to work. Here in South Florida, we're still not allowed to have our church open and we still have to wear a mask everywhere. We're not particularly in, but we're near a high-risk area. And so when we go into town, we got to follow all those precautions. And I hope you're doing okay, and I hope things are opening up for you and that God will bless you in so many ways. I hope that you'll get back to work and that your job is still there. So many have lost their jobs and are on furlough and things like that and may or may not get back to work. And so we pray for those and pray for you. Today we're going to again be in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. If you'd like to get your Bible, I would encourage you to go find a Bible and open the Scripture as we consider His Word today. I want to encourage you to go to our website at considerhisword.org. A number of things you'll find there. We're going to be posting a link where you can find some of the videos we've been making in our church here. We've been singing a little bit and doing some short messages, and I think they might be a blessing to you. So we're going to put those on the website so that you can get to those and find those much more easily. Again, considerhisword.org. Also, there's a link where you can contact us. We'd love to hear from you, to hear where you're hearing our broadcast today and how we can pray for you. So send us a note. You can send it through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at ConsiderHisWordRadio@gmail.com. You can also write to us, and we would love to hear from you. In fact, most of the responses that we get are actually through the regular mail. So write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Let's look at the Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, or probably 2 Corinthians. I'll make sure I get you in the right book. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Now, in this chapter, Paul is writing to the church at Corinth for the second time. The first time he wrote them, he had many troubles and problems that he tried to straighten out. In the second book, he's really writing to encourage the people and to be a blessing to the people, and he mentions that. So he kind of, like you, would write a letter. He kind of tells the people about what's been going on in his life, about some of the troubles he has personally had, and how that the people at Corinth have been on his heart. In fact, you go back up in verse 11, and he says, "You're also helping together by prayer for us." They had been praying for him, the church at Corinth, and he had prayed for the church at Corinth. You get down to the last chapter, and he says, "Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that you should appear approved, but that you should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates." So he was praying for them. And so it's important. we get down to the last two verses of the chapter. And he says, "Moreover, I call God to a record upon my soul that to spare you, I came not as yet unto Corinth. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand." It's that little phrase, helpers of joy, that caught my attention. And we began talking about this last week, and I'm not sure how far we'll get today. We may get it finished or we may not. We'll see how it goes. He wanted to be helpers of their joy. Have you ever thought of having that kind of ministry for yourself, where you are a helper of joy? I'll tell you, in this time of trouble that we're going through right now, so many people are complaining and so many people are moaning and crying, and it's somewhat depressing, and they're kind of bringing people down by the things they say. But what about being a helper of joy? I want you to think through that a little bit. How can you be a helper of joy? Now, I'm giving you a few ways, but I think there are many more than what I'm just giving you here. One we talked about last week was to be a helper of joy by prayer, by praying for people. Again, that's intercessory prayer. We talked about that last week. And by the way, you can go back and hear that message at the website, considerhisword.org, if you'd like to hear that. So pray for others, but not only pray for them, but we also talked about how you could pray with people, calling someone up and just praying with them. Maybe have that conversation where you ask, how are you doing? And have that little conversation. And then before you hang up, say, could I pray with you? Or even specifically call and say, the Lord laid you on my heart and I want to pray for you. And pray for them over the phone. We've been doing that every Sunday afternoon. My wife and I get on the phone and we call every person in our church. And sometimes we give them a verse of scripture to try and encourage them. We check on them. We pray with them on the phone. Now, you can do that. And what a blessing that could be to someone. And you would be a helper of their joy. Now, there's something else I believe that we can do to be a helper of joy. And that is by giving to those who are in need. Giving, and there's so many ways that we can do that. I'll tell you, so many people now are without jobs. They've either been furloughed or suspended, or they've lost their job entirely. And, you know, for some, they have hope that their job will be there when they're able to go back, and maybe you have already. Thank God for that. Some who are thinking that they'll have their job. However, some may lose their job permanently. And we can help those in some way. So many people are having difficulty paying their rent and paying for their utilities. Some are having to choose between paying their electricity or paying for food. Or maybe there's other personal needs. Maybe there's medical issues going on. Boy, it's hard right now. Listen, don't just assume or don't think that the government will help. I mean, they're doing what they can, but we can't depend on the government. We've got to trust the Lord and be that vessel that God uses to help someone. I'm thankful when I see churches helping in so many ways, churches that are distributing food. I know some churches are even taking food to elders' homes who can't come outside, and they'll leave a box or a bag of food by the door, knock on the door, and go get in the car, so that they don't have to have that personal contact. And they have that ministry. Some are distributing food, and people are driving by and picking up food. I thought it was interesting. I saw the other day where people were driving through a line, and they had a sign that said, if you can, open your trunk. And they would open the trunk, and they would put the food and the things that they might need in the trunk of their vehicle so that they didn't have to get out. They didn't have to have any personal contact. And the people weren't taking names and things like that. They just said, open your trunk, and they'd put the food in the trunk, and they were able to go on home. I thought that was a great idea. And I'm thankful for the churches that are helping. And if you can, you ought to help your church with that ministry. Help your church by donating some of that food, or help your church by going to help and distribute that food. And I'm thankful for the churches that are doing that. But there are so many other ways that you can be that helper. And you ought to check around your friends and your family and your neighborhood to see what the need might be, specifically giving to those who have a need. Giving the food is one way. Maybe cooking a meal for an elder that you know that can't get out of the house and they can't go somewhere. You know, they can't go out to eat. In fact, a lot of places you can't go out to eat today, but especially those that are high risk. Go somewhere and buy them a meal and call them up and say, there's food on your front porch. You might even ask them what their favorite restaurant is and go pick it up for them. You could be a helper. You realize how much joy that would bring to them? You would be that helper of joy. Now, certainly you could give money. Many ministries are in need right now, and maybe there are neighbors that are in need, again, that have lost their jobs, that pay the electricity bill for someone, or just somehow give that money. And I know that sometimes that may be risky, but when you know the need is there, be that helper. Another way is giving of your time. Many have a lot of that today. Giving your time by, again, being a helper. You know, go to someone where you could mow their yard maybe, or do something around the outside of their house. Maybe there's hedges that need trimmed or a garden that needs to be turned. You know, take that rototiller over there and dig up that garden for them and somehow lend a helping hand in some way. Pray about it. Ask God, what can I do to be a helper? How can I help someone today? And in a real way, go to them and help them in some way. Who can you help? It could be a neighbor, someone down the street. If you see someone that their grass is getting tall, don't just shake your head and go, oh boy, look at that yard. Go down there and mow it. Take your mower down. It may not take that long, and be that helper of joy. Help in your church. Help in your local businesses. Many of these businesses have been closed. Go and buy that takeout food and go and visit those local businesses. You realize how much that would help them and be a help in your community. The thing is to be a helper of joy. Do something. Pray for them and then do something that would be a helper to someone that would bring joy to them in this time of trouble. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. Be a helper of joy. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.